The woodland we're standing in, Cooper's Hill Woods, was once part of a massive landscape of what are called forests. What is a forest, James?
A forest was an area given over to hunting, controlled by the wealthy, the king, the monarchs. They would then hand out rights. And this is something that we see with the Norman invasion, where William wants to be rewarding nobility that supported him. A lot of the rich agricultural land goes to the nobility for hunting, and it was illegal for locals to take any deer out of that forest without permission, and that could sometimes lead to some quite draconian punishments. And with that introduction of forest law, it really shifted the relationship between people and the land. These areas, like we're standing in now, would have been really important to local communities. Firewood to keep themselves warm, graze their animals, take wood for building, an asset to be used by the whole community for them to survive.
It's a bit like the king coming along and saying, I can use a third of your supermarkets and you don't get access to them.
The kind of height of the royal forests across the country, about a third of the land was under forest law. You can go and take some wood away, but to do that, you're going to have to pay the king, the monarchs.
What's fascinating, I think, is the later version of the Magna Carta and the associated forest charter. And that comes along in about 1217, 1218.
One of the changes within the charter of the forest is around Office of the Woods positions. So these were people put in power to enforce forest law, punish people poaching or taking materials off the forest. And their kind of role changed into actually protecting the common rights of the people to actually being their champion of how they can access and make use of that land.
In just the same way, the forest law is the start of recognising that people need land to live. It's also the start of recognising that for women to have some form of independence, they too need their land to live.
When they put the Charter of the Forest together, that really wrote down in law that those common rights existed, and that's what we've kept through to the current day, where you still have that survival of common land, they have those rights still.
And so when you're walking through this wood, just remember that this would have been everything to you in the past, from picking brambles in the autumn to hunting for rabbits in the winter to survive. But now this is a place of beauty and peace, and somewhere where nature survives.